Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. We're on the home stretch to the end of the election campaign, with both major leaders blitzing marginal seats to shore up support. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is in Perth ahead of polling day tomorrow.
This isn't an election about me or Mr. Albanese, for that matter. It's about you and what your aspirations are. It's about putting what's happened with the pandemic well behind us, and we secure the opportunities that are ahead of us. And those opportunities are there, but we cannot take them for granted.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese is visiting several eastern states, and he started the day with former Prime Minister Julia Gillard in Adelaide. Mr. Albanese says he's tried to remain positive throughout the six-week campaign.
During this campaign, I've been positive. I've been who I am. Don't pretend to be perfect. What I do, though, is accept responsibility. And I step up, and I won't go missing if I'm elected to be Prime Minister of this nation.
A last-minute change will allow around 200,000 Australians who are in COVID isolation to have their say in tomorrow's election. The Australian Electoral Commission has adjusted the criteria to allow telephone voting for those who've tested positive since last Friday. Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers says they'll need to register.
Jump on the website or phone 132326. Where you'll get the information that you need to be able to vote. Online, it's a two-step process. You get a registration number, and then you phone and vote.
Dozens of firefighters have started training to join paramedics to help St John's deal with excessive delays and staff shortages. They're down nearly 60 paramedics today due to COVID, meaning there are less ambulances on the road this afternoon and tonight. Premier Mark McGowan says they're supporting the service, but it won't fall under the state government's control.
That won't happen, but that doesn't mean that we won't continue to provide assistance in the way that we have, and ensure that there is the maximisation of resources into St John to deal with the situation we face.
The first case of monkeypox has been detected in Australia. A man is isolating in a Melbourne hospital with a viral infection after visiting Europe, and there's a possible case in New South Wales. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says the risk of transmission is low.
It is a very rare virus to find outside West Africa, but what we've seen in the last couple of weeks is that more cases have occurred than has been the case historically for a long, long time.
In sport, it's effectively season over for West Coast players Oscar Allen and Luke Edwards, with both being placed on the club's inactive list. Eagles coach Adam Simpson says they're looking after the players' long-term interests.
The recovery probably marries up towards the end of the season, and it probably makes sense to shut them down and get them right with no guarantees they're going to get back anyway.
The AFL has released the fixture for round 16 to 19. There's more primetime footy for Fremantle. That includes a Friday night match against Richmond in round 19. Assistant Dockers coach Adam Reid says they're happy with the schedule.
It's a great result for the club, obviously, and great for the sponsors to get some exposure, and from a football side of things, we're just happy to play anywhere, anytime.
West Coast has four Sunday games from round 16 to 19. And the AFL Grand Final has been locked in for a 2:30 start Eastern time at the MCG on September 24, the league resisting the push for a twilight match. Perth weather getting down to 12 tonight, sunny tomorrow with a top of 25, showers on Sunday and a top of 24. Get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22. Listener.